Blog Talk Radio.
There is nothing to hide here. No way to pretend. We relate. We disagree. We disengage. We are running into each other. We are the song that writes itself. The melody replays in the key of elevated living. We forget the words. We never forget the feeling. Glory and divinity conduct our symphony. We are infinite affinity. Wrapped in sacred epiphany, we are meant for we. We are flowing. We are growing. We are open like the Red Sea. We walk through with confident uncertainty. We kneel here. We heal here. We open our hearts to the heavens. We use our tears to cleanse our canvas. The fear floods us. The love is electric. Self-inflicted pain. We dance in the rain till the fear is drained. 'Cause pain is the light. Pain is insight. The body hurts, but the spirit grows. The flesh is starving while wisdom overflows. I got a question only Lord knows. Does life birth us twice?
Radio.com/the G-Blue Show 914-808.
one. West Coast hip hop at its finest, homie. California. G Lou Show. Hey, we just gon' ride, homie. We just gon' ride. Hey, hit that switch, though. Original Music Group Productions. Raw Talk Radio in association with the G Lou Show. Westside Wednesday.
Baby. Oh, fading away. And I can't go another day. You make it hard to stay away. Girl, you got me fainting away. Girl, you got me fading away.
You got me fading away, baby.
Ain't no other words to say.
Ain't no other way.
You make it hard for me to stay.
It's hard to stay.
Girl, you got me fading away.
Yeah, girl, it's hard to stay with you. It's hard to stay with you, girl. It's so hard to stay with you, girl. And even harder to play with you, girl. It's so hard to stay with you, girl. And even harder to play with you, girl. Fade away. Fade away.
Fade away. Fade away. Fade away. Fade away. Fade away.
Like that there. We're back. Welcome to West Side Wednesday's radio show. G Lou, the Nubian Queen, Six Trey. Stay out of her way. Queen Jean is in the building. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan and the Kwanglomerate out the Bay Area, who makes everything happen. Make sure you follow them on all platforms, BTP Media Group. Also, 93.3 Tweed FM Ism, Tweed Cadillac every Thursday night. The After Six Cruise mix on Blog Talk Radio. Tap in with the big homie. Dee Dee Harrison, author, publisher, producer. Books on Amazon. Follow her. IG, all platforms. Dee Dee Harrison. Street Level Clothing, the OG golf hats. Tap in with the homies. StreetLevelClothing.com. Tell them G Lou sent you. They'll hook you up. Also, my homeboy Poppin' Pierre out of Long Beach. He has a golf hat on site. When you see him, holler at him. Also, the G Lou Show YouTube channel. Check us out on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. Check out the content, the G Lou Show YouTube channel. The website is currently down, so don't check into that website. We're working on getting a new one up right now. But there it is. Back on West Side Wednesdays Radio, Progressive Urban Talk Radio. Got a lot to talk about tonight. We're going to give you some good music, but we got a few things to talk about. So I'm going to bring, without any further ado, I'm going to bring in my co-host, the lovely Miss Queen Jean Berkeley is here. Good evening, Queen.
Hey. Good evening, G-Lou. How are you?
What up? I'm doing good, Queen. Doing good. Good evening to you. Thankful to be here for another week. So I'm you know, thankful. All good, healthy,
absolutely.
So I'm good. Thank you. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. What a blessing to be above the soil with sound mind, healthy body, and just blessed all the way around, unless you're ungrateful, right? So.
Right, right.
Thank you to the Most High, you know.
That part.
So thankful. It's a beautiful day. It was a beautiful day here in Charlotte. I know in Vegas they had rain and some snow flurries, so it's another thing to be thankful for, some sunshine today here in Charlotte.
Yeah. So, it was nice here where I'm at, too, and I heard, like I said, the West Coast is supposed to get a lot of bad weather coming up, so pray everyone is good, you know what I mean, stay warm and dry, you know what I mean, it's supposed to get a lot of rain, so you have to stay in the house, listen to the G Lou Show.
Listen to the G Lou Show, or better yet, listen to Soul of the Streets, Volume 3, and 1122, and Oldies Rule Forever, and California Love, and all that. Just go check out that amazing playlist of G Lou's. streaming on all digital platforms. So if you don't want to listen to the show, listen to the music. Either way, you're going to vibe out. So I just had to throw that in there.
Thank you, Queen. Also today, well, probably right now, you know, it's the return of my favorite show, Snowfall. So we're going to talk about that. I'm not going to talk too much about it because I know Friday, Queen and Marcy got a show kind of dedicated to that. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But the premiere, it premiered again tonight. My favorite show. So as soon as this is over, I'm going to go check it. I go watch it. You know what I mean? But shout out to Snowfall. Sad it's the last season. But, man, I'm sure it's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. Snowfall is it's a good show. We've had a lot of good black shows on, like Power, Kanan, the Book of Kanan, and Ghost, Ghost is Power. What's the one we have got going now? Oh, my God, it's right here. Yes, that last episode was, whoo, man, I want a friend like Leon. Apologize to my dog, man. I apologize, man. Apologize to my dog.
Lamar.
Lamar. Yeah. He's like, man, he is no joke.
Yeah.
He is just no joke. He's like, this bag ain't gonna stop you. So yeah, we got Snowfall up next. So I'm excited as well.
Yep. Shout out to Snowfall. Shout out to Dub C. Had a lot to do with that too. My man Dub C behind the scenes. So shout out to him and CJ Mack. Shout out to my bro CeeLo tapping. He's listening tonight from San Bernardino. What up, bro? What up, CeeLo? And everybody else out there listening, wherever you are listening in from tonight, if you're just online listening, we appreciate it. Make sure you share the page. Hit the like if you're listening on Blog Talk, if you're listening online, or if you're calling in, you know, press 1. We'll be glad to speak to you as well. If you got any questions or anything you want to hear, let us know also. Also, later on, we're going to talk about we finally got justice for Nipsey today. You know, I don't know if you call it justice, but whatever we can get. The guy was sentenced today finally to 60 years. You know what I mean? Go figure. 60. But he got sentenced to 60 years today. Finally, after 4 years, you know what I mean, and dragging it along, trying to get it pushed back and all that, it's a done data. So 60 years, Eric Holder Jr., justice for Nipsey, you know what I mean, rest in peace. That could never bring him back. That ain't enough, but we got justice for him at least, and now he can just go on with his life and reap his repercussions because they're coming. You know what I mean? And rest in peace again to Nipsey Hussle. Shout out to the Marathon Clothing Store. Just did another release with Puma. It had a big thing at the store over there. It looks beautiful. And the new stuff they released from Puma is really dope, too. I'm sure it's got a nice price tag on it, but if you love Nip, you'll support it. And it's pretty dope. I've seen some of this stuff. So shout out to Black Sam and Lauren and everybody over there still keeping Nip's name and legacy alive with the Marathon Clothing Store. Yeah. So, again, justice for Nip. Excuse me. And that being said, I guess we'll get into some music. Queen Jean, anything you want to add? Excuse me.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, just piggyback, not to say much because you are going to talk about it later on in the show. But, yeah, justice for Nip, we knew it was going to come. It was just all in timing, you know. They just had to – they knew – but they had to make sure, you know what I'm saying? And I said the judge must have been listening to some Nipsey song last night or something to make that 60s. He was like, I'm putting that on 60s when that guy will come down today. Boom.
Yeah. Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. That's great. So, yeah. So long live Nipsey Hussle, this period. Long live Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah. Yeah, long live Nip, man. Much love forever, brother. Westside Wednesdays, the G-Lou Show, G-Lou Queen Jean. We are here for your service. Don't get nervous. 914-803-4001. We'll be back in the flash.
Man, y'all know what we do. We chilling with G-Lou. We stay on point like Stacey Adams.
We stay on point like Stacey Adams. Don't you know how to prove it to him? Running the game, cause anything gon' last. Sick it off of your ass and make a miracle fast. So be a pair at the bottom and show these head in the glass. Say the price, go and get it, nobody give you a pass. Scraping the curb, gotta see it for yourself, baby, fuck what you heard. And staying ready for whatever comes, highly preferred. Before you end up disappointed, let me share a few words. I gotta be walk and the better for more. She told her mom about a plan, cause she love you alone. Some shit you hear up in the seat, couldn't find in the store. And I can make them sick, play if they're blind for more things. On the cover, but you can't describe. And if you need it, then I got it. And it ain't prescribed. And the only thing I like is fans, so replace the five. Couple thousand in a minute, what it take to slide. The way you with it is you not, while you fake inside. So many clean it with the funk, but I ain't surprised. The way you see me rolling solo, do mistakes to rise. I've been a bit scraping the curve. Stay away to my arrival like a sign from above. I had to come up at the money, now I fly the dove. I'm making something into nothing, gotta fall in love. You never win it, anything like this on the block. You gotta get accustomed to it, cause you know it'll stop. We've been the one that's having things, can't just sit to the top. But put the heat back in the streets every time that we drive. Like
my grip is easy. Come on, motherfucker. Yeah. You know what his name is. Come on. Yeah, yeah. Let him know, motherfucker. He say he can't fuck with me on this shit. Yeah, we did that shit again, cuz. Cop the bad bitch. Huh? Yeah, fuck these niggas. Yeah, I'm a son of a legend, nigga. I got through this shit, motherfucker. Huh. I'm coming strong just like that, nigga. With the coldest motherfucker to do it out of Long Beach. Come on, Dad. Yeah. We gon' do this shit. Fuck it. If they ain't ride with it, they gon' get rolled over, nigga. This what we do. Huh. We started this gangsta shit. For real. Huh. Yeah. Say the truth, nigga. It started with us, and it's gonna finish with us. Motherfucker!
Okay, what's happening, y'all? This is Young Jizzy the Truth, better known right now as Andre Truth, and you are now rocking and listening to the best G-Lou, man. Old school, West Side Wednesday. We ain't gonna do the old school. Man, it's Andre Truth with G-Lou, West Side Wednesday. Y'all know what it is. Come on!
You sleep?
Yeah.
Damn, dopey Smurf. Man, I was sitting in a fucking restaurant, man, eating this shit, and some bitches was behind me. Bitch was speaking on you, saying some shit about you.
He was eating and a bitch said what to you?
No, she wasn't saying it to me. She was just talking, you know what I'm saying? And I overheard her, and she said your name. You know somebody named Deenda?
Who?
Deenda.
I don't know nobody fucking ghetto like that. Deenda,
this
what?
Deenda, this dick!
All right. Doc Free! Hello. Oh, yeah. Sweet cat like better. I'm that type of fella, sipping on that Modelo, Cerveza. What you know about that? You know, kick this. I get with it. Why you mad? Your girl got feel. Baby want a low ride with us in the hills. And she wasn't even really on kill. Swallowed every drop like milk, none spilled. Cause it's top in the morning to the eve. Until Doc Free say, yo, gotta leave. And ain't about to leave with cheese. Golf in the lead with some scraped up knees. Hold up, honey ain't trippin', surrounded by clippin', full-time champion. When she come around, gonna bring a friend. We spit this deep funk, not like them. Hella space in all different areas. All nationalities, the more be the merrier. Trickin' ain't us and we got it. Whoever said trickin', if you got it, then stop it. Hold up, let me get pretty.
We can't like better.
With the pippin' all up in it. Stand up, cat, stand on a bitch back, serve up a rap cat, blow him off the map. Hold up, let me get with it.
We can't like better.
With the pippin' all up in it. Stand up, cat, stand on a bitch back, serve up a rap cat, blow him off the map. See, all I wanna do is bust a brawl. So why y'all rap cats looking at me hard? Cause it's striking no fear over here. My back straight down from the front to the rear. So hold up, what's going on? A hun new song about 30 times strong. Why you thinking you could get with a bed? What a baby potter had about to slap him in the neck. Cause y'all rescued in red butts. Can't see you era pedigree cups. We full blown, stone to the bone. You can't even test, even sit on my throne. Gotta come son, a little more clear. Got a bumper kid, so feel bitch, I'm a pimp. Doc Free got tracks in abundance. From the real dope, do you know where it come from? Hold up, let me get ready.
We can't like better.
With the pippin' all up in it. Stand up, cat, stand on a bitch back, serve up a rap cat, blow him off the mind. Hold up, let me get ready.
with it.
We get like better.
Put the pippin' on the penny.
Stand up, cat, stand on the bitch back. Serve up a rat tat, blow him off the mind. Hell a rock flow, all around the globe. Me and Doc Free, put it down to a T. Cause I beat rock, son, and I slam. Can't no fucker say this beat don't jam. Your hustle gets spread on your chest. Got me kicking back on the Calumet track. With a buzz, put flavor in your ear. They be getting hot off me for years like this. Since I get to my pocket, it's my lingo. I'm so old school, still rock tango. Furthermore, straight from the heart. You can't get a fall till you flick it in the door. In the hood, y'all bring violence. I'm in and out, iPhone on silent. Ain't saying got killers all around me. At your own risk, homeboy, if you try me. Hold up, let me get pretty. We get like that,
Mr. Pippin all the penny. Stand up, cat, stand on a bitch back. Serve up a rat tap, blow him off the mind. Hold up, let me get pretty.
We get like that,
Mr. Pippin all the penny. Stand up, cat, stand on a bitch back. Serve up a rat tap, blow him off the mind.
What's cracking y'all? G-Lo. It's your big brother from the same mother. C-Lo, repping that 213 since 1981. Checking in from the Pac Northwest, 509 Spokane, Washington. Just reminding all listeners, from the land to Japan, you are listening to the one and only West Side Wednesday show on Blog Talk Radio. Shout out to OMG Music. This is the G-Lo Show.
Alright players, alright G's, hustlers, pimps, smacks, real niggas and all that. The time has come, and what a time to drop real gangster poetry on that ass. Haha, yeah. Coming at you from the underworld, the aftermath. A group of underground lunatics brought together on a mission of destruction. So all you bitches and hoes, beware, for what lurks beyond in the darkness. Give true meaning to the words, totally insane. 187. More motherfucking murderous homicidal skills for you suckers. Stay down and get that ass clown. KMG, the motherfucking undertaker, the bitch break. So hoes, if you didn't know, now you do. But that's just the first clue from a nigga on the mission. You see, chronic is a way of life, G. So spread peace among us and get buttered the fuck out. Oh yeah, with dopeness comes a man named cocaine. Influential in the mind, believing in a certain theory that all players must come correct. Either that or you get no respect. You see, it's all about making yours in this lifetime. So with that said, I'd like to introduce one more player in this game. A nigga named Shake, a.k.a. The K. A nigga known for breaking suckers off. See, I believe in the theory of elevation. Reason being, I got to fly shit for that ass. So here it is, players. Oh yeah, bitches too. The fly shit folks. So tune in and get faded with the aftermath.
I'ma put the beat. Ooh, Mr. Twister, is what they call me. I'm talking a real shit, fuck a nigga's reputation. Glock to the dome, what up? I straight fuck ya. Or tell my nigga shit for a five, he'll buck ya. Or oh, I'm a trip and bring chaos, said it. Or my nigga Mac and fucking re-up the bill credit. I'ma ask you a question. Do you wanna die for me? Or do you wanna die for my nigga cocaine? That's 17-5, oh yeah. I sit leaning on my toners when I'm bailing. Through the crooked streets deep in Cali where I'm dwelling. Selling mobile dubs cause I gotta make the dollar. Finna drop the top on my rack, Trey Impala. I'm dropping local nigga out the door, share a dirt. Got two hoes on the corner and they finna put in work. Now I'm pissed though I sheep my pimpin' on the damn low. Too many hoes to get a nigga in some trouble. If I won't bump the three with much and hit a corner quick. Finna like the chronic stick and get high in the motherfucker. I got a beef on the sky page, trick ass bitch, but just in time for a song to the next day. Picked up my mobile phone to make a booty call. Creeping down Crenshaw, watching out for the law. Cause the police quick to put a nigga on the side of the curb and take the chunk on my bird. It leaves a nigga like show, but I ain't one of them up. I got the dope from the street, motherfuckers. Up like a motherfucking fountain.
So don't call me, don't get attached.
Cause some of you niggas I won't fake it in the wrestling match. Added preservatives, artificial flavor. Make them video so that I say they but they'll save ya. If you're on the house music, I say hell no. Think that Donnie sits the way I'm cooking on it. Don't give a fuck shit like that, you know it's weak. Cause G shit came from the concrete. So take the seat in the back, Jack. No, I got the strap. No longer will I be a white motherfucker dictating what is real rap. You motherfucking hypocrites, bring your asses used to promoting that heavy metal shit. To the case of those, to the case of these, to that sinner we flow. Name is cocaine, and what I said for the reason I'm broke. Don't bomb my eyes, I got some stack. And I'm out like Schwarzenegger, but I'll be back.
Alright, excuse me, I'm back. Hey, they say it never rains in Southern California, but they lie because it's about to get ugly. Shout out to my bro CeeLo.
Yeah, I can't wait till I get there. Just to kiss and squeeze and hug. And girl, you know the rest of it tells me.
It never rains in Southern California.
And they tell me.
It never rains in Southern California.
Maybe I'll take the flight out tonight. And you can pick me up.
Airline girl, but I know it won't be late 'cause they tell me it never rains in Southern California.
This your girl Candace. You're listening to the G Lou Show, West Side Wednesdays on Blog Talk Radio. G Lou, take me to the West Side.
I'm tryna go down, down as a grave. Every night I get on my knees and pray that I will go down, yeah, I will go down, yeah.
Legendary moves, leader of my crew. Heavy is the head that wear the crown, that shit true. Do it like Nip Hustle, that's to fill some big shoes. And what good is excuses when the fucking bricks do? Smoking all that Sendo, run away from my pain, rosemary on my temples. Heard that's good for my grain, solo in my benzo. Exit off the highway, solitary thoughts like how to reinvest my side chain.
I'm tryna go down, down as a grave. Every night I get on my knees and pray, yeah, I will go down.
Are you and I, to play with it, it's a blessing, so reach for the sky. Pick up Shady off the block and we'll smoke and dry. Politicking on the block and make it multiply. Keep some bitches on the team from the other side. Keep at least a pound of green, motherfucking right. 30 hours in the spot, going overtime. Then we pull up to the fight, we go home and die. You know this life, it got a cold design. How you go from eating lobster tails at Ocean Prime? Chain to a smoker and thrown on the line. When them gates close, keep open mind. It ain't no force in this world like a focused drive. You gotta focus on yourself like an only child. You make your dream realer and you make your team better. You wake your game up and you make your scheme better.
It's like this time.
Prison this coming here on this Wednesday out of Los Angeles. Of course, this is a live look in the courtroom right now. The Superior Court judge handed down the sentence to Eric R. Holder, who was found guilty of the 2019 first-degree murder of the 33-year-old Grammy-nominated hip-hop artist outside the clothing store Hustle, founded in South Los Angeles, the neighborhood where both men grew up. Under very similar circumstances, it was a month-long trial. The jurors in July also convicted Holder of two counts of attempted voluntary manslaughter, two counts of assault with a firearm for gunfire that hit two other men at the scene who survived. They sentenced Holder to 25 years to life for the murder, 25 more for the firearm sentencing enhancement, and 10 for assault with a firearm. Of course, the loss of Nipsey Hussle hit the hip-hop community very, very hard. A lot of great renditions from him as an artist there. This is a live look in there as we continue on here on Live Now from Fox, obviously. Sentenced to 60 years to life in prison. We want to get you out to some remarks from that courtroom, from people within the community upset about how the aftermath continues to unfold there in South Los Angeles.
Najee Ali, for the record, N-A-J-E-E. Last name is A-L-I. As a member of the Crenshaw community for over 30 years and a stakeholder, someone who knew Nipsey Hussle, I'm here to say that his murder has had a devastating and tremendous impact still to this day on our community. Not only was Nipsey a Grammy Award-winning hip-hop artist, he was much more than that. He was a philanthropist, an entrepreneur, business person, mentor, role model. He was a hero to many young people in the Crenshaw area, but also throughout the nation. When he was murdered, his death struck a chord with many. So with that, Your Honor, I would respectfully ask that Eric Holder be sentenced to the maximum sentence possible, especially due to the fact that he has never apologized, never shown any remorse for what he did. So I believe that he deserves the maximum sentence possible. And in my closing, you know, many young people are monitoring and watching this, and they're depending on you to be their voice for justice. And I want to thank D.A. McKinney for bringing Mr. Holder to justice and serving the people of California and our community with pride and dignity and doing your job. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, sir. Next, Your Honor, is Mr. Herman Douglas.
Mr. Douglas? Herman Douglas, H-E-R-M-A-N-Douglas, D-O-U-T-L-A-S. I work for Nipsey, my friend. He was like a son. He was like a dad. Our community right now, we lost everything. Everything we worked for, one person took that person out of our community. Thousands of jobs, we don't have no more. Homies don't have nothing to do. They backsliding. They robbing people now. We had stuff to do. Now they don't have nothing to do. All our stores are closed down. All the, we were relying on jobs. And the whole community relied on them and the team that we had down there. Now the team is not down there. Memphis is not down there. The whole community is affected. All of our stores are closed. We have nowhere to go. We can't go to Ralph's to get no food. The only thing that we have is that shopping center. That shopping center is closed down now. Tourists are coming by there, can't even take pictures no more. Everything we built got tore down. One man's mistake, one man's action messed up a whole community. Our whole community is suffering to this day. These kids don't have nowhere to go. They have nothing to do. They have nothing to look up to no more. And the world still wants to know why. That we want to know why would somebody do that to a person that was leading the whole community. Why? We want to know why. That's all we want to know is why. We will possess a person to take a person out of our community that was so powerful. So many people depended on that person. Nobody depended on this other person. Everybody depends on this one person in our community. And they want mercy from this guy. Where was the mercy when he was kicking Nipsey on the ground? Where was that mercy at? Where was that mercy at? You want some mercy? You want somebody to show you some love? You ain't even looked at nobody. You ain't even looked at the jury and show no respect, no remorse.
Sir.
Just say, my bad, I messed up. You know, sir, I got you. I'm trying to do it the right way.
Thank you, sir.
All right. But there's been no remorse from the individual that's on trial. So I'm asking you, Judge, it really, you know, the time, I don't care what you give this guy. It ain't about the time. I need to know why. I wish I could get that. You know, his fate is sealed. He took a man's life. His life is getting taken. Simple as that. You know, it goes against the body. So his life has been forfeited. So he has to deal with God. You know, like I said, I just would like to know why. Why would you take such a person out of our community like that? So, Judge, I know you're going to do the right thing.
Thank you. All right, so let's proceed with sentencing.
Now we have Queen Jean with the announcements.
Oh, wow. Hold on. That's, I was stuck. Wow. Feel that.
Shout out to Cowboy.
Yeah. They've been there every day since the trial started. So, yeah, shout out to Cowboy. All right, man. Okay, today I had the pleasure of checking out the Bible Study Live on Facebook for Big Hank's Church. It was really cool. It was a good word. The pastor featured Hank on this Bible study. So if you want to check it out, you can go check it out by following St. Luke Holy Baptist Church on Facebook and look at the repeat. And also at that same location, Hank is out every day giving out free food. And that's at 1401 West 34th Street in Long Beach. And that's all we first come, first serve. It's always some good stuff there, pastries, breads. It's always good food to just go and pick up. If you don't need it, know someone who is in need, let them know. And that's at 1401 West 34th Street in Long Beach at the St. Luke Holy Baptist Church. And also the Sunday worship is at 10:30 a.m. He has an amazing pastor, so check him out. Tweed Cadillac After Six Crew show airs every Thursday, so tomorrow he'll be on air. It's hosted by Tweed and hosted and produced by Tweed, and with G. Lewis as co-host. The studio line is 347-855-8436. You can press 1 to speak, or you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/923TweedFM. West Coast, 7 o'clock p.m., and East Coast is 10 o'clock p.m. I keep hearing a lot of noise, and I don't know if it's my mic or with what I'm hearing. Founder Cynthia Nunn of S&N Angels Food Giveaway every Saturday at 12 o'clock noon at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. Follow S&N Angels on IG and Sylvia Nunn on Facebook. And also check out my brother, Big Boo Luther Jr. Keith. He's always out every day, early morning hours, taking food and clothing to the homeless. You can donate to him by contacting him on Instagram and also Facebook and the DM. So check him out as well. My Tribe Rise, follow them on IG. Check them out. They're always doing things in Altadena and Pasadena and neighboring cities as well. West of Heaven Hair Salon, 9469 Jefferson Boulevard, Suite 107 in Culver City. Check her out. You can visit the website at westofheaven.com. She does everything there. Filthy Rich Banana Pudding, Gourmet Banana Pudding, founder and owner Tanya Ward. You can follow her on Instagram as well for pop-ups. Also, check out our YouTube channel, The G. Lou Show. There's lots of content going on there. We have Oldies Roo Forever on Sundays. Let's talk about it on Mondays and Conversations in the Hoover Lounge on Saturdays. So check that out, the YouTube live show, the G. Lou Show. And also Poison Ink Tattoos at 6693 Downey Avenue in Long Beach, California. Ask for Mr. Poison and follow Mr. Poison on IG. Check out his dope tattooing. You can book an appointment in advance at 323-639-9747 with a $50 deposit. The Lot Auto sales at 538 East PCH in Long Beach, California, 562-591-5909. Ask for Ted. The hours are Monday through Saturday, 11 to 6 p.m. He's open on Sundays, but by appointment only. And if you do happen to take a trip down there, let him know that Queen Jean of the G. Lou Show sent you there. Also, I wanted to salute this young man, since it's Black History Month, 18 years old. He ran for mayor in the city of Arkansas, Earl, Arkansas. His name is Jalen Smith, and he won that position. So they have an 18-year-old first running. Right. The youngest mayor to be elected in the United States, and what a way. It's Black History Month, and he is a young black man, so 18 years of age, and that city is like the state is the population of almost 2,000 people, so he should be able to handle that real cool. So salute to him, Black History Month. Check out some YouTube channels, The Hood, Postman, The Patio Politics, always have great content, Urban Realness and Writer for Life Films and G Connect. Also, Fetty Nash and an incredible Harvey Air. and Righteous by Faith. And don't forget to follow our queen, Kenya Ware Films, and Kenya Ware on IG. Skip as well. Transports and Lockouts here in Charlotte, North Carolina, 704-314-7869. He's been in business now for 5 years. He had his anniversary. And shout out to Julius Irvin. Today is his birthday, the legend NBA basketball player. He's 73 years young, so shout out to him as well. If there's anyone who wants anything announced during the week or on Sundays, just contact me, Jean V. Berkeley, on Facebook, and Queen Jean of the G. Lou Show. And that will conclude my midweek announcements.
Shout out to Queen Jean with the announcement for the evening. Before we continue, let me go to the phone line. Also, callers out there, if you want to speak, don't forget to press 1. Let me go to the phone lines. Caller, hello. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. You got to press 1. Hi,
right.
Y'all. Hi, Chef Jesus.
Cousin
Queen.
Marcy.
Cousin Jean. Yes, Cousin Mercy checking in. Happy West Side Wednesdays to you. All y'all are sounding good, sounding great.
Salute,
man.
salute.
What's going on, Cousin?
You know, I was just in my little thoughts, and I just said to myself, when he made that title, Victory Lap, I'm sure he didn't, you know, think of the awful thing that happened to him. But when you think about it, he really did a victory lap. I'm glad for the sentencing today. I also wanted to salute you all for always being on top of these events that happen. Cover them. You let us speak our minds. And I just think that's good. I'm also interested to see how this might affect with them trying to utilize rap lyrics with the YSL case coming up. You know, Nipsey, he talks stuff in his records too, but nobody deserves that. You know, PNB Rock didn't deserve what he got. Pop Smoke didn't deserve. None of these people, nobody regular on the street deserves these things. But when it's put on a platform and you can see it and it's just like in our face, justice was served today. He put the extra stamp on it. Everybody's talking about the, you know, the 60 years. And that's not by default, I don't think. Everything, you know, in his timing, everything according to, you know, the Most High, and justice was served today. You know, how many unsolved murder cases in L.A. County are there? Hopefully this might be, you know, a turnaround or a change. Everything is not on camera. But I definitely think that justice was served today. And I'm glad. And, you know, rest in love always, Nipsey Hussle. And that's basically all I want to say.
Absolutely. Gratitude to our... to our ancestors, you know, gratitude to our ancestors. That's just my feel, like truly, because Nipsey is in the realm, you know, he comes from that realm. So that's why I'm saying gratitude to the ancestors. But
yeah,
long live Nipsey Hussle, long live Nipsey. And Black History Month too.
Oh, it doesn't feel like Black History Month and, you know, this, that, or the other. And I was like, to me, maybe just because my kids aren't in school like that, but it wasn't even popping like that. You know, you have to make your own Black History Month. It's nobody else's responsibility. As, you know, if you're Black or you want to teach, you know, that's your responsibility. The schools aren't teaching everything anyway. So,
you know that's... go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, if I had 13 to 16-year-olds right now, ooh, I'm so sorry, y'all, I would have them listening to, like, programs like this. You know what I mean? Let them hear something different, show them something different. But that's a thing that you need to do on your own. We can't depend on anybody to give us this history and what we're supposed to know is this, that, or the other. And I think for a lot of people of, I guess, my kids' generation, Nipsey was that. He started businesses. He was doing things for the community. I'm so glad Cowboy pointed out, yeah, this happened. Y'all closed down all the stores. Y'all, that many people lost their jobs. And
yeah, that's really like a ghost town now. Bad.
It's like a ghost. I wrote down Slauson for a year and a half, yeah, going to work, and I've seen it gradually go, you know, and that's awful. Crenshaw District 2. Oh, the train's coming. Well, we know what happens when the trains come. So just teach your own and make the best of it and keep speaking out and keep having these platforms and put a spotlight on it. That's just, you know, my humble opinion on that. Yeah, so thank y'all.
Yeah, me and Snooki, my daughter, we was talking today because they're having a program tomorrow at my grandson's Gabriel School for Black History. It starts at 7 o'clock tomorrow p.m., so you know I'm going to go up there and just totally represent. And I was telling her today that nobody can teach a child, especially a black child, about black history more than a mother. It, you know, starts at home, because for you and I, it started at home, Cousin Marcy, because I know how your dad's like my dad, so it started at home for us. But when I was going to school, they did teach black history. There was some black history taught, and it was taught by a black teacher for me. But it does. It starts at home, and I, like you said, these programs, like what we're doing, and also documentaries. If I had children now, my own children, we'll be sitting up watching documentaries together. That's definitely what we'll be doing. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Like, look, Gabriel was asking me about a word, and he asked me, what does that mean? You know, and I told him, well, I'm going to look it up in the dictionary. He said, what's a dictionary? And I was like, oh, yeah. You know, because kids don't use dictionaries. Everything is, Google technical. But, yeah. You know, all praise to the Most High.
And it's never too early. If you're privy to throwing a phone at your kid and they're 6 and 7 and you want to do that and just, go on and do what you know because I'm over here scrolling anyways. It's never too early to start things like that. It's so funny. I'm going to let y'all go because I know y'all got the show. But my kids are scared of the following documentaries. Welcome to Death Row, Beef. Because I let them see, you know what I'm saying? Like, I let them see that. You're not going to hear Tupac on the radio and be like, well, what happened to him? And not, you know what I'm saying? Like, not really know the story. Uh-huh. So you're absolutely right, Queen. Like, go on and show them, and, you know, because they're going to see it anyway. So, you know.
Absolutely.
Right. And Marcy, tell them, what you guys got coming up Friday? I mentioned Snowfall earlier.
Yes. It's going to be a good one, so everybody make sure you tune in. Friday will be Black Block Talk Radio, Fabulous Flashback Fridays. Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy, Mr. Jilu, we are going to highlight Snowfall, some soundtrack tunes. One of the things that drew me into watching Snowfall, of course, was the music that they play on the show. So we didn't sneak in no Air Supply because they did have some Air Supply on there when they went to off that man and when they killed him in the desert. But it's going to be a good one. So everybody, if you can, make sure you tune back in. Yep.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Snowfall.
Friday nights, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, profiling Snowfall is back on tonight. If you guys check it out, Snowfall, final season.
Yeah, I'm
season.
Listening to y'all. They could wait. See how I put y'all first? They could wait.
That's right. That's right. Thank you. That's all.
I am.
Much
I'm
love
going back
and
to
respect.
Listen. Love you, Queen. One's up.
Peace. We'll be right back, y'all. West Side Wednesday Radio.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sweetie, and I'm chilling with the GBU Show.
soft on account of you. Say goodbye to the jail and the pot.
Have you ever?
Yeah, nigga, we ain't fucking with you. Have you ever had a chest of bone? No worries at the corner, nigga, I ain't got a dome. I get straight to straight, get to the money. All you haters and bitches, now what the fuck you want from me? Coming from the same environment we all from. Can't go for that, nigga, you want some. You can have it, then have it, just to have it. And then it disappeared just like magic. Voila, grab it out the hat.
Gave it to the homie and he had to get it back. Sent it to the corner, let him double up his crack. Told him it's a trap, cause he fucking with a rat. So quick with a twist, 9 times out of 10, it's on a bitch. He too hard, he don't switch, no snitch. Where I'm from, niggas don't do that shit.
Have you ever? Ain't never did that. Ain't never did that. Have you ever?
A nigga for the turf, what it's worth, give a fuck, nigga, truth hurt. Do low 2-0, yellow paint on the grill. Ride by, slide by, big homie on the wheel. No witness, relentless. Back on the streets after 8 year sentence. Still jumping fences, the job ain't hiring. Ain't in no motherfucking gangbang retirement. You're either in it for life or you're not. Pray that you don't get shot on the block, have what you have not.
I ain't never met a nigga more scary than you. I'm my uncle, what I am is not fucking with you. On my mama, drama come, yes, the time in the desert. And what it is, yeah, it wasn't, yeah, you fucking with Tessie. Are you relative, what's him instead of tears? Don't worry about us, nigga, let us live. I see the future, what you thinking, yeah, you did that. Nigga, be your grill back, nigga, yeah, you feel that.
That's why we call him the Daily Depart. In other words, the nigga dead. As you can see him laying here, so I know the nigga dead.
Didn't think he was ever gonna die, did you? I told you about fucking around was gonna
Something about her music, she always make me dance. Something about her music, she always make me dance. Oh shit, the boys back at it again. G-Lo, Digital West. Get that money, baby got back, she tryna back it up on me. I'm a Mac on the track like Goldie. Gotta give a shout out to all my Sacktown homies. From the Bay to LA, I bet they know me. K-Boy selling still, Mac, Maul, and Fody. This ain't gumbo funk mixed with the oldies. They say she got a big old butt, well baby show me. Went from 24 to 8 like Cody. Now 24-8 means no breaks, homie. I'm on my marathon shit like Nick was. Nicknamed Pop, so I represent the bricks, cuz. In a real way, trying to make a real play. Hustle hard, the only way to keep the bills paid. Give a shout out to the set, I'm a 89 original. I did this shit the best. Took this shit worldwide, put it on my chest. Took a flight to the D and got some beat from Deep West. We the best, and we ain't never need a Khaled. Never need a bunch of features or cosigns to be valid. All I need is one mic, homie, I'm Illmatic. Fast forward 20 years later, I'm still at it. I guess that means I'm still Matic. If only I could rule the world like Nas, I still have it. 500,000 equals gold, then platinum. Soul of the Streets, part 3, that's a classic. Started from the bottom to the top, now I'm falling. Overcame setbacks, player haters and all them. They was praying for my downfall, calling. Hoping I would fail, go to jail, I have to call them. But for me, I thank God I had another plan. It ain't the cards you dealt, it's the way you play your hand. Straight from the land of the scandalous and no pity. Cashing over Broadway, we call it Brick City. Yeah, yay. Big Pops, aka G New. The Soul of the Streets, part 3. Produced by Digital West. And right about now, I'm gonna turn it over to D West. I'm just gonna let the homie get funky. I'm gonna blaze something up and get funky too. You dig? Just how that shit's supposed to sound when you're hearing it. G-Lou, G-West.
It feels so real, but my mind won't let go. Let it go. You got to let it go. In my mind, I know there's no me without you. Living better. You know that we. We belong together. You got the upper hand on me. Feels so real. My mind won't let go. Let it go. You got to let it go. It feels so real. My mind won't let go. Let it go. You got to let it go. We came to fuck with you one time, making everybody wanna get up. This is the way we funk, yes sir, making everybody wanna get up. We came to funk with you one time, making everybody wanna get up. This is the way we funk, yes sir, making everybody wanna get up. I said it slow, so let it go. This is what we headed for. Once in a lifetime, you're my lifeline. Baby, who on the real? It's the right time for us to let it out and move you back into my house and show you what this loving is all about. I really didn't think that I could turn you out. In your mind, you know there's no you without me. And I know that we belong together. I got the upper hand on you. And it feels so real. My mind won't let go. Let it go. You got to let it go. It feels so real. My mind won't let go. Let it go. You got to let it go. We came to work with you one time, making everybody wanna get up. This is the way we funk, yes sir, making everybody wanna get up. Came to bump with you one time, making everybody wanna get up. This is the way we bump, yes sir, making everybody wanna get up.
Memoirs of a man, the celebration of life. No matter what physical state your body in, you alive. Enjoy, live it, feel it, taste it, breathe it in. No one's immortal. Don't think about your expiration date, your fate. Celebrate. Been there, done that. Can't tell me a goddamn thing about rap. See, my mama always stressed I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. I think I smoke too much. Consider Newports cost $6. I wonder if I blew out a lung. How my name Tweed, I be choking off weed. Tell me, how the hell I catch pneumonia when I grew up in sunny California? Man, what the hell am I thinking? Got 25 years plus drinking. From the A-ball, boom form, night train, silver satin, Kool-Aid, everything in between. Gotta have a toe-back brain. Sipping cocaine back in the day, watch this old train. And my heart's still ticking, even though I can't quit eating fried chicken. If you're glad to be alive,
throw your hands in the sky. Remember those gone, life goes on.
Man, sweet Cadillac, you take me back to when I was in Frisco, man. Two cats come in with choppers, waving them around, telling them things was gonna get ugly. And they didn't find out where it was at. So glad they got it. I'm so glad to be alive.
Living life from a jail cell, hoping I could read a little junk mail. On earth, living hell. Oh well, oh well. I like steak, red meat bad. My arteries straight, clogged up from the fat. Now the water off the faucet ain't good.
God damn.
Ain't nothing pure in the hood. It's a downright shame, cause then a goddamn thing finna change. Who said life is a beach? Ask a wino living on the street. I never thought about suicide. That's a punk way out where to die. Man, life ain't cursed. You could be up in a hearse getting driven to a church. If you're glad to be alive, throw your hands in the sky. Remember those gone, life goes on.
Even though I was flying down the freeway, you know, going 100 miles an hour, passed out behind the wheel, carbon dioxide, missed oncoming traffic, hit a building, lay in a coma for 17 days, but know what? Glad to be alive.
Have you ever heard a bully ghost theme? Pass your head at the age of 14? Why did it burn when I peed? I didn't know why it caught VD. I think about the cats that we rat packed, and it wasn't even over no crack sack. All of them came back scrapped. I could have straight got laid out flat. Living life as a hustler, raised to be a hustler. Living in LA was a motherfucker. Harlem, California is a game. We all had to claim, everybody banged. Been stabbed, put up in a chokehold. They say I blacked out, beat up by the popo. Live life to the fullest, cause you can't outrun no bullet. If you're glad to be alive, throw your hands in the sky. Remember those gone, life goes on.
Yeah, man, this small's major, man. Just remembering those that's gone, man. My close-death experience, man. Me and the homie standing on the corner. The mother side of niggas come through and start shooting shots.
Shots fired, volume 2. The classic Stitchback EP. Sweet Cadillac. Shouts out to the industry. First and foremost, Stacey Adams Incorporated. For believing in me, give me a sponsorship. Mr. Jeff Kwan, BTP Media, One World Magazine, Mr. Thorne Baker, Unique Access. Made my stock rise. I'm truly blessed. God bless you. The People's Network. Kevin Barnes out of Milwaukee. Good luck, player. Maxine McClendon, my godmama. Sundown Concerts and Tours. OneStopFunkShop.com. Patrice Banks. Delmar Frazier, what can I say? MagnificentWax.com. Skip Skip Going, Snow Brown. Booker Lounge, Green Team, D.D. Harrison. Fun Diggity. .com. Dusty Radio, Mr. Sullivan, good looking out. Outlaw Radio, Canada, good looking out. Rappers in My Backyard, Lisa, Pretty Greg, good looking out. The Poetry of Justice Show, the podcast with Miss Jackie Ray Killer, Six Block TV, Sweet Wise Music, Jody Grimes, Today, Sick Gang, the documentary, Legs, Mob Ties.
Hey now, Cousin Mercy here, reminding you to check out Queen Jean and myself, Fridays, 7 p.m. through 9 p.m., Pacific Standard Time on the Fabulous Friday Show at 914-803-4001. See you there.
Give me some of that shoulder.
Hold on, let me go to the phone lines. We got a caller out there, Queen Jinx.
Okay. Hey, hey, caller.
What it do, what it do? Sweaty
good evening,
Teddy.
Good evening.
Hey. Sweaty Teddy.
Teddy.
House. What's going on?
Like that.
Sweaty Teddy.
Teddy.
Sweaty Teddy. I just want to say, man, rest in peace to Shitty Cuz.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got to give our condolences to his family because they took a major loss today, passed away today, approximately, what, 1 o'clock Pacific time?
Yeah.
May he rest in peace, man. I'm just wondering what the afterlife is, what the aftermath is going to be. I'm curious to know. I'm kind of wondering, sitting there pondering and contemplating, where would they possibly send that guy? Will it be Folsom? Will it be Quentin? Will it be the Shoe, Susanville? I'm kind of wondering where would they send him.
Right.
And would he be 24
right.
hours in jail? It's like I'm curious to know the aftermath, what's going to happen. Because if they could stab all the big-time gangbangers been stabbed in prison. I don't give a fuck what your name is. Little Fee stabbed Tookie. So it's like, come on. Where are they going to place this man without his life being challenged or jeopardized? That's the question that I want to know. Took us all these years to get a sentence, which we knew was coming, but what's going to be the aftermath? Where the hell could he possibly go?
Right.
Where the hell could he possibly go? And if he does go to somewhere where he's isolated, his mental is going to break down because can't nobody stay in the cell 24 hours a day for the rest of your life and come out an hour. Come on, man. I'd go
I'm
crazy.
I'm sure that's what it's going to be. He's probably going to be in the hole most, I'm thinking. You know what I mean? For the most part, until they figure it out. Yeah.
Your mind going to go crazy. Suppose he can't read. You can give a nigga 10,000 books. Put him in his cell, but he can't read. Suppose he can't read. What he going to do? But being there doing push-ups and jacking off, you know, come on, man. What type of life is he really going to have? He didn't think it all the way out. If he had a problem, he could have just stole on Nipsey, had a fight, called it a day.
Right.
I don't,
right,
I, man,
right.
I just don't understand all of that. I just know that jealousy runs deep. Envy is stronger
yes.
than jealousy. And
yeah.
it is what it is. So, may he
yes.
rest in peace. May
yes,
he rest
preach.
In peace and find God in his heart, man, to forgive him and make his life a little easier because he basically has no more life. It's done. He killed himself when he killed Nipsey, and didn't he never thought it out.
Right.
He killed himself. Ain't no way that a man could say, damn, if I kill this nigga, I'm really killing myself. He never thought
right.
it out. Cause I don't give a how mad I am.
And like the homie said, he killed the whole community too. Cause that whole community
exactly.
is just not
exactly.
the same no more. That shit over
man.
There is bad, man. You know, that's crazy, man.
Everything that man
that's
built
crazy.
Is gone. I understand all
yep.
of that, but it's like, damn, how could you have it in your heart? I'm so mad at this guy. I'm gonna kill him, but I'm gonna kill myself at the same time. He'd have been better off shooting Nipsey at the scene and then shooting himself. And laid right next to him. Because who want to go through what he about to go through now? It's like he did not
right,
think
right.
it out. I mean, fuck, man. What is this world coming to? What is this world coming to, man?
Revelation,
well,
brother. Revelation. Revelation.
Man, sweaty Teddy in the building. What I do want to say is we don't want to dwell on no negative. He's gonna have to answer to his Most High, and I'm tripping off of how much weight he gained. Though he's like, he don't even look like the same dude. But
yeah,
damn,
yeah, because he's been isolated now. He up in there now, isolated pretty much. But
yeah.
he in that county, he's safe. He's safe right there. Like you said, that's why he's been trying to keep pushing this shit. It's been 4 years, man.
Exactly.
You gotta go now, buddy. You gotta go now. Yeah, he's been. Yeah.
the chain gonna call his ass. All right, roll it up.
And they go fast too. Once you get sentenced, you out of there. It ain't like you gonna be there still. They probably the next day or so.
Exactly. It can be up to 2 weeks from what I hear. And when the chain comes, it's a done deal. Done deal. And everybody gonna know you coming before you even get there.
Yeah,
all
exactly.
The inmates
he gonna be on. Everyone gonna know who he is. Everyone's gonna know who he is. Even motherfuckers don't know Nipsey. They gonna know. You know what I mean? Quick. That's
exactly.
Good.
What kind of life?
He
is
already
that?
Know.
He didn't think it out. He didn't think it out, man.
Nope.
Anyway, great
no
show.
Thought at all.
Great show
Thank
as
you,
usual.
Sir.
Man,
Thank
it was
you,
this
sir.
Artist that you played though. Dude was kind of dope, man. Man, he an old school rapper, man. I kind of dig it. Man, dude named Tweek, I like that nigga. That nigga be spitting
he kinda
some
hard.
Fly ass.
He kind of
hard.
And
he old school, but that nigga be spitting some fly ass shit.
Nah, but that Glad to Be Alive, though, that's my shit. I already told you that, but that one right there always hit. You know what I mean? That's just a real song right there. You know what I mean? So Glad to Be Alive, one of my
salute. Actually still am glad to be alive. And I'm glad Shitty Cuz is in prison, so I ain't got to worry about him killing me. But, shit,
right.
I am glad to be alive. I just got to keep an eye on Queen Jean, because I heard, man, she be having switchblades and shit. So, man, I just got to look out for Queen Jean killing me, and I'd be all right.
What?
All right, man, Queen Jean, man, I heard, man, switchblades.
What's your ear?
Razor blades all in your teeth and shit like
That's
New
mean,
York.
Mean Jean. That's Mean Gene.
I'm already hearing, man. I'm already, man, the man of word is out. Don't cross her, she'll kill you. I already know. But I love her. Man, I love her like a stepdaughter. That's my baby.
I can dig it. All righty then. Right on.
Right on. Okay. Just don't kill me, Queen Gene's going to be. Man, we can get along. We can get along.
Oh, my goodness.
I got my candle. I got my cousin Marcy's daughter candle. Salted caramel pumpkin
smell good,
spice.
Huh?
Right now, she smells good. The whole spot smelling all like Thanksgiving, Christmas and shit. I love pumpkin spice. I'm chilling.
Thank you for patronizing, too.
Oh, man, that's nothing. Give me something hard to do. That's nothing. That's nothing. And matter of fact, I bought it and gave it as a gift for somebody. But then I said, wait a minute. I'm taking this one back. I'm going to give you this other fragrance. So she got one out of two.
Wow.
Hey, man. It is what it is. But tell her, man, be on the lookout. Man, for some more orders, because it's a hit. Man, speaking of It Never Rains in Southern California, today was hailing. It was so funny. Yeah, man, I'm at the slave, right? So I sent a Mexican dude to go to Taco Bell for us. And I'll say not even 5 minutes after he walked out the door, I'm looking out the window, and I'm like, damn, it got dark real quick. And all of a sudden, I saw some shit look like super rain, so I walked through the door and it was hail. I mean, the size of like fucking marbles. Oh, man, for about 15 minutes, Millie was just getting rained on by these big ass pellets. It is like, damn.
Yeah.
It was bad. So they say it's about to get real crazy tonight. Last night in Frisco, trees toppled over. Fucked up cars, houses. It's about to be bad tonight and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So we, we going to buckle down and ride it on out.
Right.
Yeah, be safe and stay warm.
I'm staying in the house, man.
Stays dry and fly. Sweet. Sweaty.
Exactly.
Teddy.
That's on 80 right now. I'm chilling, man. I ain't worried about a goddamn thing. But where my next chicken wing coming from? I'm chilling.
That's right.
We got some more music because
looks
like you have about minutes from my calculation. You can play some bangers for the next 15 minutes. That should be real, real groovy like, man.
All righty.
Real
Let's
groovy.
Roll. Westside Wednesday Radio, Queen Jean, G. Lou, Tweed Cadillac, Sweaty Teddy,
Cousin Marcy.
Cousin Marcy.
Thank you. In the beginning, hip-hop was ruled by the East Coast. Then the West Coast rose to prominence, thanks to gangster rap.
Straight out of Compton, crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube.
Hip-hop changed the world. Gangster rap changed the narrative.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
And then changed the world again.
Cause I'm coming taking life away.
The history of gangster rap features unheard stories, unseen photos and documents, all with exclusive interviews from the founders and players who shaped gangster rap.
I think a real gangster rapper has to scare you a little bit.
The history of gangster rap written by veteran rap journalist Soren Baker.
In stores, October 2nd, 2018.
Yo, what up? This is DJ Quick. Be sure to pick up my homeboy Soren Baker's book, The History of Gangster Rap, if you really want to know what we do.
Speed of life, fast. It's like walking barefoot over broken glass. It's like jumping rope on a razor blade. All lightning quick, decisions made. Lifestyle, plush. Female, rush. This high-profile personality who earns his pay illegally. Professional, liar. Schoolboys admire. Young girls desire. Very few live to retire. Cash flow extreme. Dress code supreme. Vocabulary obscene. Definition street player. You know who I mean, the high roller.
Hey yo, Ice man, kick some flavor for me. You know what I'm saying, man? Hey yo, some of that gangster street tension. Come on, man.
People of the city, stop fooling yourself. Crime rules the streets, who the hell else? All the police have gone out to play, cause for enough cold cash to look the other way. Look at the cars as they roll by. Benzes, Ferraris, trucks up high. Beepers connecting players to big time deals. With all of this technology, who needs to steal? Just live a life of leisure every night and day, and you're living proof that crime does pay. Your life is dangerous and reckless. You eat fly guys and girls for breakfast. You're a titan of the nuclear age. Your muscles flex with the Uzi or 12 gauge. And you love the game, that's why you boast. Cause you're high price, high speed, high post, high rolling. Now when I say high rollers, I mean the best. Forget the half-steppers, eject the rest of these high-rank officials of a city street. Make millions all triggered by electric beats. They dress in diamonds and rope chains. They got the blood scar face running through their veins. Silk shirts, leather suits, hair always fresh, eel skin boots, large hearts. Though the sizes vary, bankrolls to take, two pockets to carry. Cruising in the 500 Benz sedan with their system peaked out, rockin' pushy man. Yes, the fashion's high but hard to beat. They buy the Gucci at Gucci's, not the swap meet. Eat very well, much clientele. Whatever you need, they probably sell the high rollers. Oh yes, I'm here to tell you females also roll. Drive the same car, sometimes with more gold. Cold as an igloo, a hot as a flame. They'll shake you, break you, you won't know the name. Gangsters to the max, our marks will be taxed. These girls drive Ferraris, not Cadillacs. Respect is demanded, most men don't understand until they peep the huge bank. But these girls are landed there, junkies are fun, love life on the run. If things get hot, they will pull a gun. Prey on the lame, no shame to the game. They all seek power, fuck the fame, the high roller. You know what I'm saying? Yo, B, check this out. Now radio stations probably won't play this record because of the things I say. They'll say I'm glamorizing the hustling hood, and a record like this can do no good. But I'm not here to tell you right or wrong. I don't know which side of the law you belong. Yes, the game has flashed, but sometimes hurts behind any mistake. Hard time lurks, and jail's not your only problem, though it may seem. You just may gobble a barrage from an M16, but to each his own. Choose a mobile phone, choose a tailored suit, the luxury home. You never get caught cause you got nerves of ice, and you much smarter than the crooks on Miami Vice. Right? You wanna be a high roller. You better watch your back if you want to be a high roller.
Yeah, yay. There it is, like that. G Lil Queen Jean. Got a few minutes left, so I'm going to let Queen Jean take you out of here with some great words to help you get through the rest of your week. It's Wednesday hump day. So we're going to hump on through the rest of the week, y'all. Salute. Queen Jean.
Salute to Ice-T again. Hi, Roland. Hey, I know that we all go through things, or some people may be going through things or just be feeling down, but take this scripture with you. It's Isaiah 41:10, and it says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." You just have to believe and have faith and know that that shall be done. With that being said, great show. Peace and love to everybody. Thank you for tuning in. And we'll see you on Fabulous Flashback Fridays with Cousin Marcy and I. And then tomorrow night is Tweed Cadillac with G. Lou and Tweed. So check us out. Peace and love. Ashe.
Ashe. G. Lou. See y'all on Friday with Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. And don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel, the G. Lou Show YouTube channel. Check us out tomorrow night, 93.3 FM. Yism. Love y'all. Peace. Queen Jean, I need that, Queen. I'm going to get at you.
G.
Peace.
All right. Peace.